Hello, friends. Welcome to episode 2 of the Questions Bar. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs. And for 20 minutes at 2 o'clock on Tuesday, we show this video, just two girlfriends talking about whatever is up. And this is my co-host, Alina. Say hello, Alina Z. Tell us a little bit about you.
Hello, everyone. I think I'm just in the same boat as everybody, you know, stressed out. But I also am so excited because we have each other here with Hope, and we hope, pun intended, to bring a little bit of hope to you as well, so that we all support each other and we know we're not alone. And, you know, I have some tools, Hope has tools, and then we're going to bring in guests who also have tools. And we hope to not, like, my biggest thing here, and this is why we decided to do this podcast, is Hope and I just talk to each other and we're like, oh, we feel so much better. So we're like, why don't we just record it? And also to know that there are actual tools, not just like, oh, hypothetically, we need to be more joyful, or we need to be more like, how do you actually do it? So how, like, it's the how, not just hypothetical, because you can read a book and the book will be, you know, how many pages long, and you'll finish it. You're like, well, how do I actually do it? So.
Yeah, exactly. And so we are bringing everyone together on the Empowered Together Network. And you can find us at www.incandescentwomen, which is my women's.com, incandescentwomen.com, which has been my women's magazine since I launched it in 2008. We featured hundreds and hundreds of women, hundreds and hundreds, which has been so exciting to shine a spotlight on truly amazing women. And now we are creating a network, an international network of women to come together in this time of ultimate crazy. And Alina, doesn't it seem to get crazier every day?
You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, we went for a walk, and she's like, it's how it's supposed to be. Like, that's the whole point right now, is to bombard us with so much information coming out at once that we do feel like, oh my God, what is happening? And in a way, when there's like so much, a lot of times we feel powerless and we just want to give up. Like, it's too much. And people say, well, pick a focus. Like, just pick a focus, what you're going to be like learning about, but don't get yourself scattered. And I think that's a good idea, but at the same time, like, I feel the same way. Like, it's just everything. You go on social media to check up on your friends, and everybody's sharing, and it's just overwhelming. And yeah, so I'm happy to share, like, what I've been doing to keep sane. Yeah. Because, like, what I bring, I think, to myself, and I want to bring it to other people, is, and you Hope the same thing. Like, we both have so much experience in life, like actual experience and actual mistakes, and looking back, like, okay, this worked and this didn't. And so we can actually say with all honesty, this is what worked for us, not just hypothetical. So I am doing what I've done before, you know, and I'll share that in a minute, to keep myself grounded. And, you know, I'm here now. You know, I feel like, honestly, if I just can say, like, and I think I mentioned before here or somewhere on the podcast, I feel like we're all alcoholics in a way. It's like one day at a time. We just need to do one day at a time. And the Alcoholics Anonymous prayer, God, give me the serenity, right? The courage to deal with things that can change, the whatever, serenity for the things that cannot change, and wisdom to know the difference. I think that's.
Yeah, and the wisdom. And that's, you know, we'll put that up. Our video producer, Nelson Benavides. Nelson, put that Serenity Prayer in there, right there.
Yes, please. Like, I don't want to butcher it, but like, I always like, just one day at a time, just give me the serenity, give me the wisdom, give me the courage.
Yeah. And today I would love to talk in our 20 minutes just about surrender. You know, I mean, I've been doom scrolling, reading as many articles as I can just to kind of get the lay of the land. And yesterday, so it's March 26th today. We missed our Tuesday yesterday, but this will go live on a Tuesday at 2 p.m. And, you know, kids in Florida, little kids can work, right? They're taking
14 years old, right? Working night shifts.
Right. I mean, no breaks. Right.
What? Can I go back to slavery? Like, next? I think it is the plan to take us backwards, you know, where people were always in control and people didn't have freedom. But you know what? I was thinking about it today, and I keep hearing this. And again, like, I'm not an astrologer, I'm not a psychic to tell the future, but everybody keeps saying that as dark as before the dawn, and astrologically, like, we are entering the age of Aquarius, and it's just not possible to live by those rules. So they're trying to bring those rules because they're so nervous that the old system can't work. And it can't. It can't. People want their freedom. Women want their rights. Women want to have rights to their bodies. They want to make money the same way that men do. Like, we want to be respected. We want to have our seat at the table. Gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans, like, we're all people, you know, with different preferences. And I think it is going to be freedom for everybody to have that. Like, we are all one and we're going there. But you know what? I was actually bringing it into your question about surrender. And this is what's helping me personally. And it is that I cannot be mad, angry, or say they can or cannot do this energetically, because then I'm just like them, full of anger and saying someone can or cannot do. Doesn't mean I'm not going to fight again, but I also am in the space of, you know what, I'm going to lead with my heart, and I'm going to create the energy, the vibration of peace and trust and faith. And we talked about that movie, Defending Your Life, that fear is the biggest sin. And I hear it from other people too, like, don't be afraid. Fear is the biggest obstacle. So I literally, like, I don't do it just once a day. I do it every time I scroll. I pause when I get in the fearful mode, and I'm like, I'm not going to be afraid, because if I feed into, oh my God, what's going to happen? Children are going to be working. And it's gonna, like, it literally brings up that energy in me. And that means that I'm not in that space of surrender to what is and fighting from that space, like, still resisting, still, you know, posting, still showing up to a protest, still voicing, still using my First Amendment rights, right, of freedom of speech, still doing that, but from the space of surrender. Like, it is what it is. And I talked about it with you. We did the podcast, the first one we ever did, that feminine energy cannot create from certainty. Like, I showed a cup and, like, I have a glass, you know, this glass already exists, so we cannot be mad at that glass. We only weaken ourselves if we're mad at what's happening. But what we can do is empower ourselves and say, what can we do in the future? What can we do to stop this law going in effect? We can protest. We can get outside and say, we're not going to work at all. Like, nobody's going to work. Like, figure out what can we do instead of being fearful and stressed about what has been done. Do you know what I mean? And it's literally like, 1,000 times a day, 10,000 times a day. I don't know how often. It's like, I feel the fear and it's dragging me, like, the energy of my body. And I'm like, nope, not going there. It is what it is. Like, literally, it is what it is. What can I do about it so it's different in the future? Yeah. And so it's like choosing the future. How can I change the future? Because, you know, like, in, I don't remember what it was, but it was like something that they wanted to make a law, and enough people walked outside and they were like, we're not going to let you. And they're like, okay, okay. And how many countries people walk outside and they're like, we don't want this president and he has to resign. So enough, that's the power of the we, the people, right? But if we, the people, are angry about what's happening and fearful, then we're not strong. Then we're not invincible. We are actually vulnerable to somebody else's attacks. Yeah. But we're like, no, we're not going to let, like, don't let them. Don't let them get to you. Let them do whatever they want, but don't let them get to you. And then you create what you want. And this is my surrender. Like, I surrender to what is. God created what is. I'm not God. I'm not the CEO of this universe. Like, really surrendering. I'm not the CEO of the universe. So it is what it is. What can I do next for the future? And it's like this all the time, like a parrot, honestly.
Yeah, no, I love it. What you resist persists, right? That is the universal truth, the rule of the world. And so here we are at the question bar saying, all right, so what is the question of the week? How do we make sure that we don't fall into the trap of being sucked into this abyss of crazy and chaos? Because, you know, James Carville and others, Robert Reich, they're all saying, you know, he's going to punch himself out, that this is just so much chaos. And every time I see Trump, you know, I never watch TV, but sometimes I'll walk past one, and he looks older and more unhealthy every day, because it's just, there's too much evil and anger going on, I think, you know, and it eventually catches up with a human body.
Right. And I don't think it's our job to like, I don't want to wish him anything bad, but what I do wish for everybody, including myself, is karma. And I feel like karma and God will take care of things. But again, not sitting down. Like, I really want to make sure it's clear. I'm not just like sitting down in my little la la land. Like, everything's going to be fine. Karma's going to take care of it. Like, I'm actually taking action. I'm actually doing things. And I'm having conversations with people. But from that space of surrender and trusting that they will do whatever they need to do, and that will they will have the consequences. Like, there is a law, right? For every action, there is an opposite, equal and opposite reaction. So they will have what they deserve, you know.
Well, and that idea of that toxic positivity, right? We're not going to fall into that trap because we're not paying attention. But there is something I've been reading about called the 3.5% rule. So if 3.5% of a population gets activated, it'll topple the tyranny. And so Be Incandescent is our health and wellness business magazine. And there, starting April 1st, will be the Power to the People publication. So we're going to feature all kind, heretofore it's been cover stories that were either monthly or quarterly. And now it's just, I'm going to post new information and it will be on the cover of the homepage, which has a main story. So amazing Pritzker from Illinois. He's the governor of Illinois, and I just love him. He did a commencement speech called How to Spot an Idiot. So that will be shared, and the 3.5 rule, and this thing about toxic positivity, and other things that we discover as we are trying to stay sane and surrender. And to me, you know, surrender, like you're saying, is not giving up. It's just, it's allowing to be what, to let it flow. However, there are moments when I'm like, surrender, 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 let go, let go, let go, let go.
You have to do it. But you know, I had this vision right now, what you just said. In the first movie of Karate Kid ending, or the second movie, the beginning, but at the end of the match, and Daniel won, and then John Kreese, he gets really mad, and he's talking to Mr. Miyagi, and Mr. Miyagi is standing next to the car, and John Kreese is so mad. He has all this anger, and Mr. Miyagi is in surrender mode, right? Doesn't mean he's not going to fight, but he's going to do it with a different energy. And I think that Karate Kid, we all need to rewatch it too, because that's how you fight, right? And Kreese throws a punch, and he wants to punch him. And Mr. Miyagi goes like this, and Kreese punches the window, and he hurts himself. So I'm thinking, like, this is how, like, the energy of Mr. Miyagi, I think, is the answer to surrender, the actual tool. How do you do it? And, you know, we talk about archetypes. Like, I love archetypes because it's energy of the subconscious. It's collective subconscious, unconscious, collective unconscious, where we all share the same images. Like, we know what a hero looks like. We know what a ruler looks like. So Mr. Miyagi is a sage archetype. And if you just think, like, what would Mr. Miyagi do? What is a sage archetype inside me would do in this moment? And when you feel lonely, when I feel lonely, I literally, like, dress like the archetype to channel it, to feel it better, because, you know, a pair of shoes can change your whole attitude. So it's a quick thing. And I think that modeling after that, because ultimately Daniel and Mr. Miyagi, they won, but Daniel was injured, but he did not let it get to him. He was in the meditative mode. He was in surrender mode, and he still fought. Mm-hmm. And I think the story from the Bible, the Goliath, you know, David and Goliath, Goliath dies because he is using his own force is used against him.
Right.
And I never want to be blamed for wishing anybody unwell. I don't want to be blamed for destroying anything. I want to act, again, about positivity in a healthy way, like go where I want to go. And at the same time, put things in motion that the party that is creating danger will not danger other people, will just create what they're creating for themselves and will self-destruct. So it's on them. It's not on us.
Yeah. The thing that's got me, because I'm here in DC and you're in LA, you know, and things are already happening here.
Yeah.
I live in a condo building, and during the pandemic, a lot of professional young women bought condos in here. And we just heard this morning that two of them are renting them out or trying to sell them because they can't afford the mortgage plus the HOA fees. And I also do massage downtown at a wonderful massage place called DeLuca Massage and Spa on P Street off of DuPont Circle. And all the women that I worked on, gave massages to last weekend, you know, were from the Department of State or the Department of Education, or they were attorneys at the Department of Justice, and what the intensity that they're feeling, right? So I think I'm trying not to take on all of that fear, but it's very real and very palpable here. You know, small businesses are seeing a decline, and we're starting to see the real ripple effects of these decisions. And, you know, also yesterday came out that they're trying to change rotor laws and, you know, trying to hold on to this stranglehold they have on us. So, you know, I think that the power, the surrender to me is creating solutions, right? Because I think my archetype is, I don't know, you would know better.
Well, let's look it up. Let's look it up right now as we're talking. I'm such a nerd. You know what? Yesterday, I'm not going to tell you who because a famous person, but I know. When is your birthday, by the way? Remind
July
me.
July 8th,
yeah. And what year?
1964.
I heard gossip about some, not gossip, but I heard something about someone yesterday. And I was like, I knew it because I found and signed their information. And I was looking at the archetypes. I'm like, I can totally tell, but I felt intuitively. Yeah, you have the magician archetype in there. You have magician and sage and ruler. But, you know, I think the sage is coming in. Sorry I interrupted you, but I just wanted, yeah.
No, that's very cool. What are you? What's your archetype?
My main man, a magician and sage. Uh-huh. So transformation. I'm always thinking, how can I transform? And you know what I was thinking? And teach and do something good. I was thinking, imagine this. Just imagine for a second, okay? All these people get laid off. And they go and connect. And they go, let's go protest. And because they are renting out their apartments and there's so many people in their apartments, they just go and set up camp and protest and do something really huge. And maybe that will be the change, because if those people who are laid off connect and do something big, or I was thinking also, what if he reverses things in a month, like he did back pay for the people, and they're like, oh, they just got vacation. Like, no, those people were stressed and they were losing their minds, not knowing what the future is going to hold. Like, I'm sure there were a lot of problems that those people were facing in this time of uncertainty being laid off. And this same time, I'm thinking, well, what if there was a person, I'm just hypothetically thinking, he was laid off or she was laid off. And she was like, well, it is what it is. Let me make the best out of it. And she relaxed and she was doing things to see her family. She got to spend time with her parents, travel to another state. And then she got reinstated and she got money for the month. And she's like, well, I worried for nothing. Thank God I didn't worry. You know, if I would have worried, I worried for nothing. So it could have been. Again, we don't know if she's going to reinstate, how the government is going to go. We don't know. But if we're dealt with the cards, like, what can we do to make a change so other people don't suffer?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know as a Jewish person as well, we both have this connection to how Jews were treated in Europe. And I studied the history of Holocaust, and I remember it very, very clearly. It's 25 years ago that I studied it, but they said what they did was 10% rule. And that's the worst thing that Trump could have done, is like a little tiny change, and people get used to it. And us Jews are fine. We're just going to make sure we know who the Jews are. They're not bad. Oh, Jews are just going to be putting a little gold star. Oh, Jews are not allowed here, like slowly. But he's doing it so quickly, so people actually have the shock, and we have to act. You know, imagine if somebody was able to create a bigger coalition where, like, oh, no, Jews are not going to wear yellow gold stars, but little gold stars. But back then, like, how do you protest? No, we're not going to wear gold stars? Like, oh, just a little thing. But now we have, take it or leave it, big changes, and we can protest. There's going to be a protest this weekend. There's going to be a huge one on April 5th. Mm-hmm. You know, and my mom went to the horrors in Florida, and she said more and more people show up.
Mm-hmm. That is the good news, right?
Yeah. And if people are losing their jobs, let's use that time and energy into standing up. Because if eventually, you know, there's presidents who flee their countries because there's so many people who are going against them. So it's we the people.
Amen. We the people. And I talked to my friend Angela Sontimer, who we will definitely bring on. She said that she'd like to be part of our network. And she started something called Blue Storm Action in Gettysburg. So she, for years, ran the Gettysburg Leadership Institute. And now she's at the university, and she's an amazing historian and just such a smart, wonderful person. And every Saturday now, a group of people that keeps growing is going for 1 hour to the square in the main part of Gettysburg, right outside of Lincoln, where Lincoln wrote the speech, his famous speech. And for an hour, they protest. And every Saturday from 12 to 1, more and more people are showing up. So I think that's absolutely exactly what you're saying. And we're starting to see that more and more. So people aren't just sitting back and taking it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you see other people, like, oh, we're not alone. Oh, there's more and more. And like you said, there's also the tipping point, right? That I think the tipping point is like 12.5%, but when it's like, it literally tips and it's like the drop, right? Like the water drop, it goes, and there's like one little change and the drop gets so big and it drops. It's, you know, or the needle that broke the camel's back or whatever. Like, there's so many. The thing is, these cliches are there because they're so true.
Right.
You know, it's a human psyche. It's again, that's what we share as a collective. The more people do something, then we're like, oh, we're going to join. And you know, I know we're coming to the end of the podcast, but I want to just bring something up in the way surrender, but also action. When that woman in the Idaho town hall, when she spoke up, which is First Amendment, right? It was a town hall, wasn't a lecture, and she was dragged out by men from the town hall, and nobody stood up for her. Nobody protected her. They were filming, so it's good because it went viral and she was able to get out of jail or whatever. They went try to put her and she got money so she could fight the legal fees. But what I was saying to you earlier, like, what if you were in a situation as an outsider, like just watching it? What can you do as just like a little woman? You know, you're not going to go punch the guy. Although if you have the hero archetype, maybe somebody would want to. But a lot of people are scared to do something like that because punching somebody could be an offense, right? But standing up is not an offense. And so surrendering to, okay, this is what's happening, and not fighting and not being like them, but just standing up and literally just standing up and being like, hey, ladies, this is a woman. This is not right. We have to stand up and create a shield for her of all the women, just standing up, not fighting. What is that, a law against to stand up quietly, just standing up? So I want to share that, like, if I was in a situation where something bad was happening, you can say, hey, this is not right. As a sage archetype, show them the phone, say First Amendment, she did not break any laws. You are doing something illegal. What is your name? What is the name of your badge? I'm going to sue you. Scare them, you know, but again, not getting into fear and not yelling and not being aggressive, because aggression will only cause more aggression. But I truly believe if we just stand up, even quietly, the sheer number of women, they feel like, oh, shoot, you know. And when I, you know, was at a Quaker school, I went to Quaker school, we had meetings for worship. And the religion of Quakers is that God is within you. And a meeting for worship is two sides facing each other, like benches of face people sitting together in silence facing each other. And if you feel like God speaks through you, you get up and you speak. And some days, like, only one person would speak and they would sit down. And there's no applause or anything. People just listen. Some people meditate, think about whatever they want to think. And some days, if enough people stand up in the beginning, then it's just popping. Like, everybody wants to stand up because it's contagious. That energy is contagious. So just the sheer standing up and just standing there quietly, like in St. Petersburg, this woman, she just stood there alone quietly with a little sign that said three words, like stop the war, but it said just three words. Like, she didn't say anything offensive. She didn't. She was just standing there. She has more courage than the whole city because nobody's standing up. But she's like, she went through the siege of Leningrad as a child. She's like, we cannot repeat this again.
Right.
But this is what we can do if you want to just be quietly standing up and saying no.
Yeah.
You know, surrendering, that is what is happening. And I'm going to stand up for where I want it to go.
Yeah. Surrender doesn't mean giving in.
Yeah, surrender just
Finding
means I'm
peace.
not resisting. I'm not going to let them use the energy against me, because if you resist, you're the Goliath. You are feeding off their energy, but you have to be the David where you like, okay, I'm going to surrender. You're big, but I'm going to do something that I'm small, not freak out because something is big.
Yeah. And holding the space and managing your own energy, you know? So I think those
You
are
have to.
big takeaways for episode two, right? So what you resist persists. So we're going to just let go and let that peace permeate through all of us. Last week we were about the, you know, I love you. I love it. Yeah. And next week we'll take more questions from our friends and colleagues at the Empowered Together Network at www.incandescentwomen.com. Please join us. This is going to get more and more interesting and more fun as we go through all of these amazing things. And here, my drink for the question bar is coffee in my New Mexico mug. And we're sending out love to our co-founder, Cynthia De Lorenzi, and her husband. So everybody is well and full of love and full of life.
And this is not vodka. It's early in the morning. It's just water.
But that is a cool ass glass.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm just cheering to surrender and action. Surrender and action. Mr. Miyagi. I think the theme, Mr. Miyagi. Yes.
Wax on, wax off.
Wax off. Exactly. Well, we can prepare. This is our wax on, wax off. This podcast is the wax on, wax off. Pretending that you're in a meeting. I'm going to stand up if somebody does something bad. I'm going to stand up when somebody does something bad. And then you just stand up when somebody does something bad.
Yeah.
Or whatever works for you, you know, just do it legally. Without aggression, so nobody can take it against you. So,
So peaceful protest.
Yes.
Surrender to what is, but don't give up. All right.
Yes.
Cheers to you, sweet Alina, and we will see you again next Tuesday at 2 for 20 minutes on the question bar at the Empowered Together Network. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, and this is beautiful.
And Alina. Thank you, Alina Z.
All right, you guys. We'll talk to you soon. Send questions to us, hope@hopegibbs.com.